On page 248, it says discover the function behavior for each part. So what we're going to do is, with the linguistic parts integration, we want to basically, we're going to listen to what that part is. Sometimes I'll identify each part. Sometimes I'll identify one part, the part that's in conflict. Sometimes I'll, oops, hey, how's that look? Part of me is a little crooked here. At least it's, yeah. So I will sometimes identify both parts. Sometimes I'll just do it with one part, because if it's a problem part and if I can chunk it up, I'll do that. Now, notice that yesterday when we did our, I did a couple of demonstrations. I did one with Debbie, I did one with Connie. With Debbie, basically, all I did was I got the problem part, and I said, for what purpose? She chunked up to protection, and then I said, well, anything, and what I did was I said, anything less than, that was the language pattern that we used, which is essentially an inductive language pattern, and I said, anything less than, it's an inductive non-mirror image reverse language pattern. Anything less than exercising, which is the opposite of the problem behavior, anything less than the opposite of the problem behavior isn't the intention of the problem behavior. Anything less than the opposite of the problem behavior isn't the intention of the problem behavior. So, that's okay, I'll share. So Debbie says, I'm part of me is lazy and doesn't want to work out. I said, okay. I said, for what purpose? She said, well, protection. Okay, for what purpose does that part of you not want to work out? She said, well, that part of me doesn't want to work out for protection. And she said, I need to protect my knees and stuff like that and for protection. I said, okay. I said, I want you to fully consider what I'm about to say to you. Now, remember, we need to light up the neural networks before we deliver the language pattern that we're going to deliver. And what that does is, just like we talked about earlier in the training, what that does, lighting up the neural networks, is sending your communication right there inside that part. Because if the networks aren't lit up, we're not working on anything. But once we light up the neural network, so I say, a moment ago you said, there's part of you that doesn't want to work out because you're lazy. That's going to light up the neural networks. It's going to get the boundary conditions of the part all lit up and ready to go. And I said, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Anything less than getting out there and exercising isn't protection, isn't it? Now, what happened was she went blank for a second. She kind of went, huh? Which is good. Because what I'm doing when I'm asking her to consider the unconsiderable, and we're going to talk a lot about the void a little bit later today, but we're asking her to consider this part, we're asking her to consider this area out here, which is an unusual way for her to think. And what I'm going to do then is I'm going to say the language pattern over and over again, and I'm going to go back and forth over the boundary conditions of the part. How many times will I say the language pattern over? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll say it 3 times, maybe 7 times, maybe 21 times. I've never had to say it 21 times. I think 7 is probably the most that I've used it. Until the boundary conditions of the part disappear. They're just going, huh. And so I'm calibrating. So I said anything less than, because she said the reason why the part was lazy and didn't want to work out was because she needed to protect herself. I said, well, anything less than working out isn't protection, isn't it? Now what that does, and I put a double knot on it, knot patterns are really useful. Except when they're not. You know what I mean? That's a not. Not what the double negative kind of sends you for a spin and induces trance a little bit while she's attempting to figure out what I'm saying. So it adds a little bit of confusion to the mix. And when somebody's confused, they'll grasp at anything to make sense of the confusion, out of the confusion. Most people will tend to do anything to get out of confusion. So I said, well, you said that the part of you that's lazy doesn't want to work out because of protection. Well, I want you to consider what I'm saying. Anything less than working out isn't protection, isn't it? And she doesn't know whether to answer yes or no because of the double knot. And she's just kind of sitting there in that void for a second. And that's right where I want her. And what I'm doing with this is I'm just rewiring things, helping her to make new neurological connections in relationship to this. Now, I can rewire things and make new neurological connections in many different ways. I'll give you an example. Just recently, when I was traveling, I worked with somebody who was coming to me for health issues. So he came in with health issues, and he felt that he was overweight. Now, usually you hear about women doing anorexia and bulimia, stuff like that. Well, he was doing something like that. And what happened was, that was a problem earlier in his past, but now he wanted to get out there and start working out, but he didn't feel that he had the motivation to work out. And what he would do is he'd push in his career until he couldn't take it anymore, and then he'd find himself sick. So he'd fall down sick. That was just his unconscious mind's way of saying, hey, slow down, take care of me. right? And he hadn't gotten that. He had gotten over the anorexia, the bulimia, all that stuff that had been going on previously. But he still had that binge purge mentality of push, 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 push until you get sick. Push, 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 push until you get sick. So what happened was he had strange neurological or neuro associations to working out. He actually thought that if he was working out, because he had worked out a lot in the past, he thought that he had to go overboard, take it to the extreme, and you had to work out 4 or 5 hours a day, and you had to be bulimic with it in addition to it in order to even work out. So he had strange neurological connections in terms of links or associations to working out, linked up with working out. So one of the things that I had him do was I had him write a note to himself that said, and he was a teacher too, so he was into teaching. He had groups of students, and one of the things I said, 7% of our communication is words, 38% is tonality, 55% is physiology. Now, right now, currently, you're going out there, you're pushing until you have this breakdown and you get sick. Right? Now, some people do that with drugs. They'll push until they have a breakdown and they have to escape. They'll push until they get sick, and then they have to escape. The same thing. Yeah. So I said, what's happening is that binge purge mentality. But I said, remember, the people you work with, whether it be one-on-one or whether it be in groups, are going to model what you do, not what you say. Because 55% of our communication is physiology, and they'll pick it up energetically. So if you're preaching one message and you're doing something different, they're going to follow that. Do you want your students driving themselves into the ground? And he said, well, no. And he said, you know what? My kids are following the same pattern now that I've been following. I said, okay. I said, what I want you to do is I want you to write yourself a note, amongst other things. I gave him a couple of tasks. I said, write yourself a note that says, screw the damn kids and the students. Let them drive their health into the ground. And I want you to put it up on your mirror in the bathroom. I said, you don't need to look at it, but if you do, let it remind you every time of what you're really putting out there. Now, what we're doing, by the way, in that case, is we're rewiring him at the unconscious level, because he had neural associations that working out was unhealthy. It reminded him of ugly times in his past that he wasn't happy with. And so what we did was we helped him to make new neurological connections, new associations toward working out that were more about, hey, this is about health and vitality, and if I'm going to be preaching the right message to my kids and to the people around me, this is what I need to do. So it was no longer about looking good. It was no longer about, you know, it wasn't about the things that he had it linked up to before. It was about health, fitness, vitality, energy. And what we did was we just rewired him. That's one way to rewire. Here's another way. This is just linguistically that goes right to the heart of the problem and rewires somebody real quickly. It goes, anything less than working out isn't protection, isn't it? A person thinks about it, wow, I never thought about it that way. Then you go, good. This is a linguistic parts integration, so this is all done linguistically. It would all be used for the same problem. Yes. Right. Yes. Now, in Connie's case, what we did was we called, Connie came up, and part of her felt bad because she was distancing herself from a relationship that she felt was abusing her and taking advantage of her, and she felt bad that she had to move away from that relationship. But when you think about that, so what we've got to do is we've got to take the problem state, which is feeling bad. That's really the problem. I mean, if you look at the whole thing, the problem state is feeling bad, isn't it? I mean, if somebody's really abusive, I guess the best thing to do would be to move away from them and have the type of relationships that don't do that, or the type of friendships that don't do that, if one was committed to having good friendships in one's life. So the problem state is really feeling bad, and also thinking that that in order to have the relationship, one might need to move closer to it. So I think both of those are part of the problem. So the statement that you would say is, anything less than feeling good in moving away and your commitment to have the kind of friendships that you want isn't, oh no, I'm sorry, anything less than feeling good in moving away isn't having the types of friendships that you want, isn't it? Think about that. Anything less than feeling good in moving away isn't having the types of friendships that you want, isn't it? In moving away, because that was part of the statement. Yeah, it was a little bit more convoluted because we had like 3 or 4 or 5 different things that we were working with. So anything less than feeling good in distancing yourself isn't having the kinds of friendships that you're committed to, isn't it? So that's actually the pattern right there. Now what that does, and by the way, with Connie, what we did was we toggled back and forth a little bit, which is more like the traditional linguistic parts integration. Because with the traditional linguistic parts integration, what you do is you take the two parts and you start swapping the intentions with the behaviors, and you start talking about them as if they're one another's. So what I'll do, like in that when that in that types of that type of parts conflict, and what I'll do is I'll just listen to it. Sometimes you have to be more patient than others. Sometimes it's going to be real right there in front of you. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to sort out. But once you've sorted out, you got the change. So I'll listen to it from in terms of a strategy standpoint. How do I do this in my own head? I'll listen to it, and I'll wait till I feel that I've got some words that are really going to make a difference in that individual's neurology, and then I'll use the language pattern on it. So if the problem part is the part that feels bad, then you say, well, okay, well, feeling bad, you could chunk up on feeling bad. You say, feeling bad for what purpose? Well, because I want to have that close friendship. Okay, so then I chunk up to wanting to have that close friendship. So I say the opposite of the problem part. Anything less than feeling good in distancing yourself isn't having the kind of friendships that you're committed to having, isn't it? Okay, so that's the opposite of the problem behavior. Anything less than feeling good in distancing yourself isn't having the kinds of friendships that you want to have, isn't it? So anything less than the opposite of the behavior of the problem part isn't the intention of the problem part, isn't it? Anything less than the opposite of the behavior of the problem part isn't the intention of the problem part, isn't it? And then what I'll do, and I'll run back and forth across the boundaries until it begins to rewire that person internally at the unconscious level. So then what you're doing is you're creating new neuro associations for that person.